Yerushalmi Trumith corresponding to Bavli Chulin Daf Memtes. We begin in Yerushalmi on Daf Aleph and Beif, the 10th line, Tani Cheresh. Tani Cheresh Toam Ein Trumatha Truma Amrav Shimon Gamliel B'Medra Amurim Kesharaya Cheresh Metchilasay Aval Im Haya Pikeach V'Nischaresh Koyfev V'Achayim Mekaimim Ksav Yodoy Shemerin El Medabe Harayu Kepikeach. The Brisa says if a Cheresh separated Truma it's invalid. Rav Shimon Gamliel says that that applies to a Cheresh from birth, but if he had originally been healthy and then became a Cheresh, he may write and have others validate his writing. If he can hear but not speak, which is known as an Ilim, then he is considered to be healthy. Rabbi Yaakov Bar Acha, Rabbi Chiya b'Shem Rabbi Yochanan, Chalukim al Shoneh Hazeh. Rabbi Yaakov Bar Acha and Rabbi Chiya, the quoting of Yochanan, says that the other Chacham disagree with this teaching of Rav Shimon. Amrin v'Hamas Nisan Pliga Nischaresh Hu Oy Nishte and Nishtate Einoy Meitzi Oy Lomis v'Yichta v'Kaim Rachim Ksav Yodei. The Gemara asks that why do they say, need to say if there's a Mishnah in Maseches Yevamos that teaches it. If a man became a Cheresh or became insane, he can never divorce his wife. If the Mishnah was like Rav Shimon, he should be able to write a get, which can be validated by others. And the Gemara answers, Ki Muna B'She'eni Yodei Lechtov, he doesn't know how to write. Moisiv Rabbi Abba Bar Mamal V'Hamas Nisan Pliga V'Yishakosu Ksav Yodei Oy Sho'oime L'Seifek K'soiv L'Eidim Chasumu Av'Yishakosu V'Kosmu V'Nosnuloi V'Chaza V'Nosnuloi Get. Abba Bar Mamal asked a question from a Braisa that if he wrote or spoke to the sofer instructing him to write a get and to the witnesses to sign, even if they did so and gave him the get, which he then gave to her, it's not a get, and this disagrees with Rav Shimon. Amav Yosef, Amav Sofer, Velesi, Pliga, Eina Get, Achishmu, Eskoiloi, Sha'amal la Sofer, Ksoiv la Eidim Chasumu, Loisach Dava, Achishmu, Eskoiloi, El Afilu, Hirchin, Beroishoi, At Amav Leithkan, Afhocha, Leithkan. And Rav Yosef rejects it, he says, now the latter part of that brisa shows that the brisa is faulty. It's not a get until they hear him asking a sofer to write and the witness to sign, or even if he nods his head to instruct them. Just as until they hear him cannot be correct, and it should say until he tells them, so too in the first part of the brisa, instead of it teaching he wrote, which excludes Rav Shimon, it should teach he told. And Rav Mana, if can he hashmas kol, he hachanas rosh. And Rav Mana rejected what Rav Yosef said. He says, no, the brisa is not faulty, as both hearing his voice and nodding his head are valid. The brisa only spoke about hearing his voice to teach that even once is enough. Rav Zeira by Kami Rav Mana, Kamad Atema Ad Sheyauchin Veroishoi Gimel Pa'amim Ad Kavasar Ad Sheshmeres Koilai Gimel Pa'amim. Rav Zeira asked Rav Mana, just as nodding three times is needed, is hearing his voice three times needed? Amalei Leshmias HaKol Pa'am Achas La'akonas HaRoish Shloshe Pa'amim. Rav Mana answered, no, hearing his voice is only needed once.